I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Across the United States and around the world, vaccines for the H1N1 swine flu virus are starting to reach patients. It's been just over half a year since the first cases of swine flu turned up in Mexico, sparking concerns of a killer pandemic. The pandemic has materialized, but it's not as deadly as originally feared. And now that the vaccine is available, a large number of people are declining to get it. In a few minutes, we'll hear about medical professionals in Europe who are not recommending the vaccine to many patients. But we begin with the view in the United States. Dr. Jay Butler is with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He directs the CDC's 2009 Influenza Vaccine Task Force. He joins us from Atlanta. Dr. Butler, what is the CDC position? Who should get the new H1N1 swine flu vaccine?
Well, the recommendations for use of the vaccine in the United States really focus on the five groups that seem to be most heavily impacted by the virus. That's children aged 6 months to through 24 years, so includes college-age persons. Adults with underlying illnesses aged 25 through 64, pregnant women, people who live with or care for infants too young to be vaccinated, that is younger than 6 months of age, and healthcare workers who haven't necessarily been at higher risk of infection but are at risk of transmitting this influenza virus just as they can be at risk of transmitting seasonal influenza viruses.
So you and the CDC maintain that healthy adults don't need the vaccine.
Well, they're much lower on the priority list. The vaccine is available. It's a voluntary program, and certainly one of our biggest challenges is having enough vaccine for people who desire to be vaccinated.
Now, as far as the virus itself, there's a perception that the H1N1 virus is relatively mild, at least when it infects healthy individuals. And a recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that the vast majority of people hospitalized with the illness had actually underlying conditions. Does it really pose a threat to otherwise healthy people?
Well, certainly the greatest misnomer in all of medicine is it's just the flu. And H1N1 is also underappreciated, just as seasonal flu is. We've had dozens of deaths in children in the United States already. And 20 to 30% of those deaths have occurred in kids who are otherwise completely healthy. And it's important to remember that deaths are just a tip of the iceberg. We hear a number of reports of intensive care units with several kids who are on ventilators or on ECMO devices, life support, really fighting for their lives against infection with H1N1. Pregnant women are of particular concern. Over 6% of all the deaths in the United States related to H1N1 infection have occurred in pregnant women, even though at any given time only about 1% of the population is pregnant.
So where do things stand with the vaccine rollout in this country? How many doses are now available? How many will be available? And do you think you'll have enough to vaccinate everyone who wants it?
Well over 10 million doses of vaccine have been made available, and much of that has been distributed already. Additional vaccine becomes available each day. So far, about half of that vaccine is in the mist form that is applied as a spray to the nose, and about half is injectable form.
Okay. Jay Butler, director of the CDC's 2009 Influenza Vaccine Task Force, thanks very much for your time.
Well, thank you very much.